There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us and being a part of the program. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health, 888-283-7272, or send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We'll kick this segment off and go with Marty. Hi, Marty.
Tuesday, I fell in the shower and I bruised my thigh. I've got about a 6-inch bruise on my thigh. And, of course, it was extremely painful for a couple of days and pain eased up. But then today I noticed that I now have another bruise behind my knee on that same leg. And it's aching a lot today, and I was just wondering, should I be concerned? And if so, what should I look for, and at what point do I seek medical attention for that?
So your leg got bruised on your thigh, is that right? Where you
yes.
fell, or on your hip area, where you fell on the side, and then
the thigh actually hit the edge of the tub. Yes.
Okay, and now there's a spot behind your knee that's a little bluish in color, and it's hurting at your knee or hurting in your leg all over.
The whole leg is aching.
Okay. What I would do, here's the thing. You definitely got a bruise, but I would go see your primary care physician to make sure that you weren't anemic before, and there might be, you know, a little bit of excessive where the bruising can kind of travel, and of course it caused some issues and some pains. I would get that checked out. I wouldn't be overly concerned. This is not a moment where you freak out. It's just a moment where you seek some wisdom. This is one of those things where, you know, of course, if I could see it, it would be more helpful. However, if you can have a physician actually look at that and see. A lot of times if it's behind the knee, it could just be where, you know, there's a slight accumulation of some blood in there. You bursted some vessels, capillaries, and things of that nature, and it could just be causing a slight issue. But a lot of times if you're anemic, you can bruise a lot, obviously more, because, you know, there's issues around that. So I would definitely have that checked out, see what they say, and then we can go from there. If you'd like, you can email me at drasa.com or call back here on the show. You know, I'm here each and every night. I'd be curious to hear what they say regarding that. I would not worry about it if I were you. I would just have someone look at it. And the aching and the pain, I tell you, a couple things you can do between now and then is to increase your vitamin C to about 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams. Vitamin C helps rebuild collagen. And also there is a supplement you can get at a health food store called Rutin, R-U-T-I-N. Rutin helps restructure and rebuild the actual vascular walls themselves. And so if they burst and there's some damage in there just from the fall itself, it can help rebuild those, okay? Okay, so I hope that helps. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. Let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
How are you, sir? I appreciate you taking my call tonight.
Sure, Dave.
I've been dealing with this issue. Feels kind of like in my throat area, between my throat and the top of my chest. It's like anything I eat, even just generally swallowing or drinking water, kind of feels like something's there, like it's blocked somehow or other. I know the food's getting down there. Sometimes it seems like it takes maybe even a few days to digest or whatnot. And I've been through numerous tests with my, you know, my doctor and whatnot. and we still haven't come to no conclusion. I've been kind of dealing with this issue for about 7 months. And I'm wondering if you have any ideas or suggestions.
So when you eat food, it goes through your when you swallow and things, definitely, do you feel like there's something in your throat, like there's something stuck in your throat when you're attempting to swallow food?
Yes, yep, absolutely. I was diagnosed with like GERD or reflux or something of the sort with my stomach, and I was prescribed Prilosec, and for the last, like I said, 7 months, I've been eating those like candy, and even when I take the pills, it's like they just stick there. It's like they're not even going down. I mean, they're not coming back up or anything, but it just feels to me like they're just not getting down. It's taken a while for them to get down, and just feels like I'm just backing them up on top of each other.
Dave, are you overweight at all?
Yeah, I am. I'll say I'm somewhat overweight.
What's your height and weight?
I'm about 5'5", and I'm at about 195 pounds.
Okay, so you're a little bit of weight. You can stand to lose, what, about 40 pounds, 35 pounds?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
I have been pretty active, especially in the last years. I've been into the gym and whatnot, and that's kind of when the issue started, was probably about 8-9 months ago, and I got real fatigued in the gym one day, and I just lost pretty much all control of myself and was pretty much fainting. And then from there is when the problems start occurring. So
okay. Here's several things. I'm going to lay some things out for you for just a moment, Dave. Hang with me for a second. You know, the catching in your throat where it's hard to swallow, I think that acid reflux, that they're going down possibly the right path in one area. But remember, the body's integrated, so you've got all different kinds of areas. The swallowing in the throat sounds to me like your thyroid gland is starting to swell. The reason it's starting to do that is because you don't have enough organic iodine in your body. When the body doesn't get enough of something, when a gland does not get enough of what it needs, its main nutrients, it can swell. Prostate gland, when it doesn't have enough zinc, it will swell. And that's where we get a lot of benign prostatic hypertrophy, where you swell in the prostate. Well, the thyroid gland is the same way, and it can swell. And the thyroid gland sits right next to the esophagus. So if it swells, it can start causing you to have issues swallowing your food. Organic iodine, a great way to test and see if you're lacking in it, you take what's called the iodine patch test. Get some iodine, put a drop of it on your skin. It'll turn a yellow-orange color. And if it disappears, meaning it absorbs into the skin, within 3 hours, then you'll know you're lacking organic iodine. It's very common, Dave, so that wouldn't surprise me a bit. It means that your thyroid's not working as well as it needs to. I would definitely talk to your doctor, have them do some more tests on your thyroid, make sure it's functioning properly from a blood test perspective. But a lot of times a blood test won't show if your iodine deficient. That's what can cause the thyroid gland to swell itself. That's one route that I would go, especially with you telling me that you were in the gym one day, got really fatigued and just really, you know, came unglued. A lot of times it can be between three things when that happens. It can be the pituitary gland, which is in the brain, and it's the master gland. It's the one that controls just about every other hormone system, your testosterone, also your growth hormone levels, and even your thyroid. Your thyroid is usually secondary to the pituitary in function. So I would go get a barrage of tests done on your hormone system. That's what I would check. I would get your growth hormone checked, your testosterone checked, and all your thyroid numbers checked. Tell your physician to look at all of that. It's important to get those numbers. Check on the iodine, and also eliminate two things. Eliminate cow's milk, dairy, and eliminate all wheat products. Anything with flour in it, breads, pastas, cereals, crackers. Here is why. If you have an allergy to either one of those, and those are the top two to start eliminating and deducting, figuring out what exactly this is. Okay, thanks for the call, my friend. Let me know when you get those test results. Questions about your health? This is On Call, 888-283-7272.
Thank you. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272. Let's kick this segment off and go with Ron. Hi, Ron. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
I've had this severe itching problem for about 4 years, and I've been taking Zyrtec to keep it under control, which it does, but I'd really like to find out what's going on and get rid of the problem.
So it's been going on for 4 years. Do you have any idea what triggered it? I mean, did it just start out of nowhere? Did you go on a trip? Did you go
no,
through a major stress?
I was working out a lot, and it seemed to start in my genital area. I thought I had jock itch, and I treated it, and it didn't, it didn't help. It didn't go away, and then it just kind of spread. It got worse.
Have you had any blood tests done? Have you gone to see a doctor about it, or just tried to?
Yeah, I've been in and out of allergy clinics and doctors and ENTs. I've tried. I've been sent to everything. They, told me I had dust mite allergies, and I tried to eliminate everything there. Nothing seemed to help.
What does a day look like for you? Like, what did you eat today? Just give me a normal day for you.
I eat a lot of berries.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just kind of give me a rundown.
I think I had oatmeal with berries in it this morning.
Okay.
I had a Cliff Bar for lunch.
All right.
Had a pretty light lunch. I haven't had dinner yet.
Okay. So you're not eating a lot
today.
Yeah, and that's, the things you eat, food's the greatest drug we have. And when you're dealing with any kind of reaction that could be involved with histamine, which is why you're taking,
yeah,
the block
yeah.
histamine right now. Yeah. Anytime you're dealing with something that could involve histamine, you want to do a couple things. Number one, your food intake that you take in every single day needs to be very strategic. And by that, I mean, make sure you're eating things that would never raise histamine in the body. Now, if you're eating things like Cliff Bars and oatmeal, any type of grain is going to raise histamine in the body. Our bodies don't handle it very well. So I would come off all grains. Make sure you don't know the Cliff Bar contains soy in it. You want to stay away from anything with soy for sure. And,
yeah, we changed from soy milk. I used to drink a lot of soy milk because we got away from dairy a long time ago.
That's
and I just recently changed to coconut milk.
Okay, that's fine.
Drinking coconut milk instead of the soy milk.
Soy milk, that's good. Actually, goat's milk is the better choice when you're looking at milk. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. So the body handles it very well. But, I want to just kind of give you a couple things that will encourage you. With the itching that you're dealing with, I think you probably got a food allergy. I would come off any grain, anything that contains a wheat grain in it, or just anything with flour, even gluten-free. Just come off of all of it for about 6 to 8 weeks and see how you do. Increase your omega-3 fatty acids, and I would do probably 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening. Increase your digestive enzymes, and increase 2 other types of enzymes. Well, actually 1, and then 1's called hydrochloric acid. Take 2 tablets of hydrochloric acid with your meals, and then also I would take what are called proteolytic enzymes. You'll take 3 times a day on an empty stomach. And then I would start taking phosphatidylcholine before you go to bed. Here's why. Your acetylcholine levels are linked to your gallbladder. Now, do you still have your gallbladder, Ron? Ron, are you there? I think we lost Ron. I think we might have lost him.
I'm there.
Okay, here you are. Thanks. Okay, so do you still have your gallbladder?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got your gallbladder. However, a lot of times when the gallbladder gets congested, then what happens, it can create the same kind of effect you're feeling. Because acetylcholine levels, now acetylcholine is a brain chemical, when it gets low, it can cause the gallbladder not to function very well. The gallbladder doesn't function well, you don't break down your fats very well. If you don't break down your fats very well, then you can create excess histamine buildup. So here's the deal. I would increase your acetylcholine levels. You could do about 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of phosphatidylcholine before you go to bed. It'll also help you sleep deeper. And then also come off of, you know, you said you're already off cow's milk, dairy, so that's wonderful. And then also come off of all grains. Do that for a period of about 6 to 8 weeks. Increase your omega-3 fatty acids, digestive enzymes with all your meals, hydrochloric acid to break down the excess proteins, and proteolytic enzymes an hour away from food, three times a day, and see how your body begins responding. Also get a blood test done and see where your vitamin D levels are. Make sure your vitamin D stays around 70 to 90 on a blood test. If it drops too low, your immune system will drop, and that can cause issues with what are called mast cells or basophils, which actually create the histamine response in the body. I know it's a bunch of big words, but bottom line is just follow some of the things I just laid out for you, and let's see how your body responds to it. But typically, when you get that itching all over, it's, you know, coming from histamine, so we just have to find out the source of where the histamine is. The only other thing it could be, and you could get a blood test done to verify it, and I would ask your physician if they have it, but it's, if you've gone through all these allergy tests and that sort of thing, they probably check for fungal infections. If it is fungal related, if you want to do the, there's a, it's called a super cleanse in my book, Empowering Your Health, and you can do that for about 3 to 4 days. There's no food involved, so you'll be drinking a solution that contains, actually, it'll be a pinch of cayenne pepper along with juicing organic apples, and there's a way to do that. You mix it with, the juicing the apples, and actually you'll mix it with organic maple syrup and then squeeze a half a lemon with it. You can mix all that together. It's all combined, and you'll see that in my book, Empowering Your Health. But anyway, you'll do that for about 3 to 4 days. You'll sip on it every 15 minutes. You won't do any supplements at all. And what it'll do is it'll help flush out any excess yeast, fungal infections, bacterial infections that might be hanging out in your digestive tract. So there's several options for you to follow, but I would get started. I'll get the blood test done, too, on that fungal infection if they haven't already done that. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is On Call. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. And that's what we're here for. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. You can help me online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about life and talk about health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is On Call, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Alan. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Dr. Issa. I heard your program one night, and I've got an anxiety problem along with high cholesterol. And you had mentioned, I think, that taking or eating three organic eggs a day would help with cholesterol or build up a plaque or something like that.
Yeah, it actually, eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering foods that we have. It's kind of funny because they've made it sound like eggs are what's going to give you high cholesterol and kill you. But it's not. Eggs are one of the best foods you can actually put inside your body. And 2 to 3 organic eggs every day, one of the best ways to lower cholesterol. It's got a component in the egg yolk called choline and lecithin. In both of these, choline's a transporter. It helps transport anything in the body. But then lecithin is a fat emulsifier. So lecithin will actually come in and clear off the plaque arterial walls. It'll help lower cholesterol. And then you combine that with about 500 milligrams twice a day of red yeast rice, which you can pick up at your health food store, and niacin in the version of NADH. NADH is the version of niacin that you'll want to use. And it just does wonders for cholesterol. I mean, we've seen that clinically on a regular basis. But, you know, that's just one thing to look into. Let's talk about your anxiety. The cholesterol thing, not to diminish it, but cholesterol is a pretty easy fix. And what's your numbers, by the way? What have they been running on the blood test?
My cholesterol?
Yeah, what's the number? What have they been running? Well, the HDLs and the LDLs.
Around 250. Okay. And with medication, around 211.
All right. I would encourage you to follow the principles in my book, Empowering Your Health. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet and just see how your body responds. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. In about 4 to 6 weeks after you get started on that and follow the principles along with eating eggs every day, get your blood test done and see where your numbers are. Remember that 190 to 220 are actually good numbers. You don't want your cholesterol to drop too low because it can affect your testosterone level. And when your testosterone gets, or when your HDL, which is the good cholesterol, when it gets too low and it affects testosterone, that's not a good thing. You want to keep your male hormone, you know, as peaked out as it can, and 550 is a really good number for that. But the anxiety, let's talk about that for a moment. Is it something you deal with all the time? Is it something that affects your sleep? Tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What are you taking?
Other than, to help relax me is, I can't think
you're
of
taking one of the things. You're taking a medication for it? Xanax?
Yeah, I get valproic acid.
Okay.
Is,
all right.
Is one thing, and that's what I take.
Okay. Let's talk about anxiety for a moment and what it is. Are you going through a lot of stress in your life? What's triggered it? What's been the trigger?
I really don't know. I take a lot of vitamin D to help relax, like 2,000 milligrams of vitamin D. And ever since I started taking that, I've been more relaxed. And I'm hoping I'm doing the right thing.
Well, vitamin D is not so much going to relax your body. What vitamin D is actually doing, and the mechanism and the way it's working, is it's actually helping you utilize your calcium more, and calcium can actually help your body relax. So that's how that's indirectly working. But vitamin D, I would get a blood test done to see where your vitamin D numbers are, because that does play a big role in your overall health. You want your vitamin D levels to be between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. But anxiety is actually a lack of a neurotransmitter called GABA. Okay, GABA is one of our main neurotransmitters. It's a brain chemical. It's all that fancy word means. And so when we're low in GABA, that's what causes us to have anxiety. So if we can get our body to handle and utilize more GABA, then we can lower the anxiety that you're dealing with. And, of course, you know, there's the mental factors, too. Remember, the body as a whole, it's not just a pill for this and a pill for that. It's looking at your lifestyle choices, your environmental factors, your stressors, and how well you handle those sorts of things. And that's going to make a big difference in dealing with anxiety. So if there's any stress in your life, as far as with family or friends or whatever, managing that's going to play a key role. But getting your GABA levels where they need to be, increasing GABA, and you can take about 50 milligrams of GABA before bed, and you can pick that up at any health food store. Very simple. It's readily available. It's not a prescription. It's actually an amino acid that your body can utilize. It's very easy for your body to function with. But 50 milligrams of that before bed, along with magnesium, will help you get into a deeper sleep, and then also it'll help reduce it during the next day. Now, you can also play with it a little bit. Look at the label. Most labels, when you get GABA, will tell you the ways to take it. But you can take GABA actually in the morning as well, but you want to take a smaller amount. Just follow the recommendations on the label. But GABA plays a huge role. That's what anxiety is centered around. It's our neurotransmitter. Keeping good levels of omega-3 fatty acids like cod liver oil elevated in the body, tablespoon in the morning and probably a tablespoon at night for about 6 to 8 weeks, and then you can back it down to about a tablespoon per day. That can help as well. It's about your lifestyle choices. It's about your lifestyle factors. And one big thing with anxiety is with GABA, that neurotransmitter, when it gets low, and then you have lifestyle factors, whatever they might be, stressors. Usually fear is a big driver for anxiety. And a lot of times people don't even know where the fear came from. It could be something that's subconscious. It could be something that came from, you know, some traumatic event happened early in your childhood. And that sounds kind of cheesy, but it really is true. And it really does make a big difference with your mental health as well, which affects everything in our body. The mind-body connection is huge. So that's what I would focus on with anxiety. Get your GABA levels up. If you want to go get some blood tests done, I encourage you to do that, because it's important to know how your other systems are doing, because GABA and, you know, anxiety as a whole can affect other systems within the body. It's good to have everything checked out. But I'm here every night. If you want to call back, let me know how things are going. You should be able to start sleeping better, though. Just by increasing the GABA itself should make a big difference. And the cholesterol, not a big deal. Start changing the way that you eat. Follow the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Get started on the foundational four supplements. That's a whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, probiotics, and don't forget the red yeast rice and the niacin in the version of NADH. All of that will help cholesterol issues, but it's more about lifestyle. And you get those numbers changed, you get your body functioning better, you're going to feel better, and it's going to help you even with your GABA levels, just getting your good foundation set the way it needs to. Okay, thanks for the call, Alan. Questions about your health, phone lines are open. You can check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Damien. Hi, Damien. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Got this problem. My feet are cracking underneath my toes. And it's not a dry crack, it's more of a moist crack, and the skin is starting to peel. Now, I thought that might have been like a form of athlete's foot or something, but I've tried every form of prescription or non-prescription athlete's foot cure medicine out there, even talcum powder and cornstarch.
Remember that skin conditions, regardless of where they are in the body, skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. So typically, we do lotions and potions and creams, and we look at treating things from the outside, but it's always an inside thing. You've got an omega-6 fatty acid deficiency. There's three main ones. There's omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And I would increase your cod liver oil for omega-3s, but I would also increase your omega-6s in the form of gamma-linoleic acid, GLA. You can pick that up at your health food store. Not a big deal. About 3,000 milligrams a day of that, along with a tablespoon a day of cod liver oil. And I would increase also some vitamin B1 in the version of thiamine pyrophosphate. Now, that's a big, long, fancy word. Don't get a B1 tablet. It's not going to work. You need a liquid version of B1 called thiamine pyrophosphate. Need help with that, go to drasa.com. We'll be able to help you. But that's typically what's going on with your current situation. I would also come off cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products. Get started on the anti-inflammatory. And after about a month's time, well, you'll notice the cracking will change in about a week's time. But after a month's time, I'll get some blood work done, see how things are going, check on your vitamin D levels, because vitamin D can play a huge role in overall skin health as well. You want to keep your vitamin D levels between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. But thanks for the call. It's easy fix with what you're going through. The potions and the cream is not going to do it. It's got to come from the inside out. The skin is the largest organ we have, and we always have to do everything we can to take good care of it. Thanks, Damien, for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. You're listening. On call, with an email come in. Marcus from Louisville, Kentucky writes, I've been dealing with diabetes for over 10 years. I'm tired of taking daily injections. Is there any hope for me? You better believe it, Marcus. You know, that whole thing about once having diabetes, always having diabetes is not true. Diabetes is, especially type 2, is a lifestyle-related health challenge. That's why most people don't get it till later on in life, because they've been living a certain way. way that's caused their body and thrown it into having diabetes. One of the best things you can do is make sure your body gets stabilized by the things you eat. Food is the greatest drug you have, not insulin. And so by changing the weight, make some radical changes in your lifestyle, you'll get the radical results in the health that you're looking for. So how do you correct it? Here is the deal. Anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, that is your guideline. That's going to balance out your insulin levels in your body, stabilize that. Then four things you want to take: ionic chromium, ionic manganese, ionic vanadium, and alpha lipoic acid. All of those combined will strengthen the pancreas, give the pancreas back what it needs. Check with your physician on that, because you don't want to take all those minerals and be taking insulin. It can cause your blood sugar to drop too low, and wouldn't that be a great thing to get it balanced out on its own? Give it a shot. No pun intended. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call, Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
I have been very active, and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now, that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. We're going to kick this segment off and go with Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. I was calling you because about a year ago, I fell on my knee playing basketball. And it's been on and off pains in my knee, and I was wondering, like, what could I do for it?
Did you fall directly on the knee, and did you go see a doctor at all?
Well, no. Well, I went to go get a physical, and, like, it wasn't bothering me then, so, like, they didn't really say anything about it. But, like, I haven't been to the doctor, but, like, I was planning on this weekend, but it's really been bothering me, like, right in the center of my knee, and, yes, I did fall directly on it.
And how long ago was this?
This was about a year ago.
About a year ago, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times with your knee, if you fall on it and have an injury, it can burst a little sac that's underneath the kneecap. Now, that little sac will actually repair itself, but sometimes if there's some scar tissue that got underneath there that needs to be cleaned out or taken care of, that can be causing some of the pain. So I would definitely go see your physician. Go ahead and continue with that appointment and see what they have to say. I'll get a blood test done, check on your blood test, and just see where your numbers are, though. Make sure that all your basic numbers, like it's going to be called a CBC, make sure all those numbers are normal, and then also check on your vitamin D levels. I would increase your cod liver oil so you can have plenty of omega-3s. It helps lower inflammation in the body, and also get started on the anti-inflammatory diet because you want to lower inflammation in the digestive tract. And by doing that, you're going to help with every area of your body, not just your knee joint, but with everything else. It's just going to promote overall better health for you, and I think that you'll see a huge difference in the way that you feel. But let them check the knee out. I don't think it's anything that's going to be real serious, but I think it's something that needs to be looked at any rate. Okay, thanks so much for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Hi there.
My main problem right now is my thyroid. And I was diagnosed about 5 years ago with hypothyroidism. Mm-hmm. And I've stopped taking my medication because I just didn't feel like I needed it anymore. And my daughter's upset saying, you know, you need to get back on it.
Oops. You still there? I think we lost her. So that's something, I'll tell you what, when you're dealing with thyroid, here's some things that you want to think about, okay? When you're diagnosed with hypothyroidism, it means the thyroid's not functioning as well as it needs to. It's low thyroid function. There's several things that can cause that. So with thyroid function, you want to make sure that you're getting plenty of iodine. That's one of the first things, because remember, women need three times the amount of organic iodine that men do. Men, we can function off 150 micrograms a day, and that's all we need for our thyroid gland. But women, they need about 450 micrograms a day, 150 micrograms for your thyroid gland, 150 micrograms for your ovaries, and 150 micrograms for your breast tissue. Matter of fact, it's one of the main reasons women get fibroids in their breast tissues because of a lack of organic iodine. So that's something that you'll definitely want to look into. And with you being hypothyroid, you're probably deficient. There's two little tests you can do at home to figure out if you're deficient. One is called the iodine patch test. You take a drop of organic iodine and put it on your skin. It'll turn a yellow, orangish color. And if it disappears after about, I would say, 3 hours, then you're lacking organic iodine. If it's still there after 10 hours, you're fine. So it's something to look into, and it helps the body function better. Now, if they put you on medication, which we didn't get to talk about because we lost the call here, if they got you on Synthroid or Levothyroxine or Armour or anything like that to build the thyroid up, it's good to take our iodine with that, but you want to take it at different times of the day. So if you took the medication in the morning, you'd want to take iodine in the afternoon around 2 or 3 o'clock. It'll help strengthen the thyroid gland while you're taking medication to manage the thyroid gland. And eventually, the goal would be for your body to be able to function without it. And so without medication, and that can happen. It just depends on where your body is and where your thyroid is. Now, a couple of other things you'll want to do. You're going to want to increase L-tyrosine. They've done a lot of research with tyrosine. Tyrosine plays a big role, and that's an amino acid, by the way. Tyrosine is a major player with the thyroid. You can do about 3,000 milligrams of that per day and pick it up at any health food store. Then also, you want to do coconut oil. Coconut oil help stimulate thyroid function. And don't worry, it's not going to clog your arteries. It's actually going to be helpful. It's a good, healthy fat, and it burns as what's called a medium-chain triglyceride. So it actually burns for energy in the body, but they've shown study after study that it helps speed up the thyroid gland, functions much, much better, and it do about 2 to 3, maybe even 4 tablespoons per day. You can put it in a smoothie of some kind or cook with it. It's one of the best cooking oils that there is. It doesn't break down under heat, so there's several things you can do. Also, avoid the cabbage family, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, and strawberries. All those foods help slow down the thyroid, so you'll be working against yourself. A lot of great things you can do to get the thyroid functioning better on its own. You're not stuck there, and don't think that you are. There's always hope to get your health back. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. It's On Call, the show that's empowering your health. I'd like to thank our producers in the booth. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. If you called the show, we missed you. You always send me an email. We'll be back soon to think. In the meantime, forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift. And realize your best days are still ahead. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, the body's regenerating every single day. What does that mean? It's not over. There's always hope to get your health back. You're listening to On Call.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach. By now, you've heard the benefits of American Pharmacy. They custom formulate your own medications based on your own individual needs and ship them right to your door. But what do their customers say? Here's Richard, a big fan of the natural compounding cream they customized for him at American Pharmacy.
I've got bad rheumatoid arthritis. After I got it and I tried it, this is the best stuff I've ever seen. I stopped hurting. All my pain was gone. I stopped hurting from the moment I put it on. It was was like a miracle. I just never thought anything could be that good. It really surprised me.
Let the experts at American Pharmacy customize your own medications just for you with unbeatable prices. Just like Richard, call 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695. All insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Find American Pharmacy online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.